He tenido un sueño espantoso esta noche.
He had a terrible dream tonight.
This sentence is in the pretérito perfecto
tense, which is used to describe an action that started in the past and continues to have an effect in the present.
In this case, the speaker is saying that the dream happened in the past, tonight, but the effect of the dream, being terrible, is still present.
He tenido.
Colon, this is the pretérito perfecto
of the verb tener,
to have. It is formed with the auxiliary verb haber in the pretérito perfecto
he,
and the past participle of tener, tenido.
Un.
Colon, this is the masculine singular definite article, meaning a or an.
Sueño.
Colon, this is a noun meaning dream.
Espantoso.
Colon, this is an adjective meaning terrible or horrible.
Esta.
Colon, this is the feminine singular definite article, meaning this.
Noche.
Colon, this is a noun meaning night.
Déjame pensar.
Let me think. This phrase is a simple and direct way to say that you need a moment to consider something.
The verb dejar
means to let or to allow, and in this context, it is being used reflexively with the pronoun
me,
which means myself.
The verb pensar
means to think. The phrase translates literally as, let me think.
Necesitas culpar a alguien.
You need to blame someone. Breakdown. Necesitas. This is the verb necesita, to need, conjugated in the second person singular, which means, you need.
Culpa.
This is the verb culpa, to blame. It's in the infinitive form, which is used after a modal verb like necesitas.
Alguien.
This is a direct object pronoun meaning someone. A is the preposition used before a person, and alguien is the pronoun meaning someone. So, the sentence translates to, you need to blame someone. The sentence uses a direct object pronoun, alguien, which is typical of Spanish, unlike English.
Tom y yo estamos un poco ocupados.
Tom and I are a little busy. This sentence demonstrates the use of the verb
estar
in the present tense, indicating a temporary state.
The phrase un poco
translates to a little and modifies the adjective
ocupados,
which means busy. The word y is the conjunction, and the sentence structure is a simple subject-verb-adjective phrase. The subjects are
Tom
and
yo,
which mean Tom and I, respectively.
The verb estamos
is the first-person plural form of the verb
estar,
meaning we are. The adjective
ocupados
describes the state of the subjects, indicating that they are busy.
Ni siquiera tengo traje.
I don't even have a suit.
Ni siquiera.
Ni siquiera. Means, not even, and emphasizes that the speaker lacks even the most basic requirement, a suit.
Tengo.
Tengo. Is the first person singular present tense of the verb tener.
Tener.
Which means, to have.
Traje.
Traje. Is the masculine singular noun meaning, suit.
Tom no esperaba que María fuera tan gentil.
Tom did not expect that María would be so kind.
Breakdown.
Tom.
Tom.
Colon, this is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun.
No esperaba.
No esperaba. Colon, this is the verb in the sentence, meaning, did not expect. It is in the past tense, specifically the imperfect tense, which is used to describe an action or state that was ongoing in the past.
Que María fuera.
Q
que María fuera. Colon, this is a subordinate clause that functions as the object of the verb, esperaba. Que. Que. Colon, this is a conjunction that introduces the subordinate clause. María. María. Colon, this is the subject of the subordinate clause, a proper noun. Fuera. Fuera. Colon, this is the verb, ser, to be, in the imperfect subjunctive tense. The subjunctive mood is used to express uncertainty, possibility, or a wish. Tangential. Tangential. Colon, this is an adjective phrase modifying the noun, maria. Tan. Tan. Colon, this is an adverb meaning, so. Gentle. Gentil. Colon, this is an adjective meaning, kind. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. Used to describe an ongoing action, or state in the past. Subjunctive mood. Used to express uncertainty, possibility, or a wish. Adjective phrase. Modifies a noun, providing more information about it. Soy una persona muy melancólica. I am a very melancholic person. Soy. This is the first person singular present tense of the verb ser, meaning, to be. It's used to describe a permanent state, or characteristic. Una. This is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, a, or, an. Persona. This is a noun, meaning, person. Muy. This is an adverb meaning, very. Melancólica. This is an adjective meaning, melancholic. It describes the person's mood, or disposition. The sentence uses a simple subject-verb complement structure. The subject is yo. I, which is understood, and not explicitly stated. The verb is soy. Am. The complement is una persona muy melancólica. A very melancholic person. Ella parece tender a exagerar las cosas. She seems to tend to exaggerate things. Breakdown. Ella. Ella. This is the subject pronoun, she, pers. Parece. This is the verb, to seem, in the third person singular, present tense. Tender. Tender. This is the verb, to tend, in the infinitive form. A. A. This is the preposition, to, which indicates direction, or purpose. Exagerar. Exagerar. This is the verb, to exaggerate, in the infinitive form. Las cosas. Las cosas. This is the direct object pronoun, the things. Key concepts. Infinitive verbs. In this sentence, both verbs, to tend, and, to exaggerate, are in their infinitive forms, which is the base form of the verb. Preposition, a. The preposition, a, is used to indicate the direction, or purpose of the action of, tending. In this case, it means, to tend towards exaggeration. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun, las cosas, refers to the things that are being exaggerated. El entrenador le dio algunos buenos consejos. The coach gave him some good advice. Breakdown. El. This is the masculine singular definite article meaning, the. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Entrenador. Coach. Entrenador. This is the masculine singular noun meaning, coach. Le. This is the indirect object pronoun meaning, to him slash her, or, him slash her. It is used, because the verb, your, gave, requires an indirect object, your. This is the third person singular past tense of the verb, dar, to give, algunos. This is the masculine plural adjective meaning, some, or, a few. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Consejos. Advice. Buenos. This is the masculine plural adjective meaning good.
It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Consejos. Advice. Consejos.
This is the masculine plural noun meaning advice.
Key concepts. Definite articles.
El.
The agrees with the noun in gender and number. Indirect object pronouns.
Le.
To him slash her is used when the verb requires an indirect object.
Past tense.
Your. Is the third person singular past tense of the verb.
Dar.
To give. Adjectives.
Algunos.
Some, and. Buenos. Good, agreed in gender, and number with the noun.
Consejos.
Advice.
Tom tiene que salir en un par de minutos.
Tom has to leave in a couple of minutes.
Breakdown.
Tom.
Tom.
The subject of the sentence, a proper noun.
Time que.
Tiene que. This is a common phrase meaning, has to, or, must. It is formed with the verb.
Tener.
To have, in the third person singular present tense, and the infinitive.
Que.
To.
Salir.
Salir. This is the infinitive verb meaning, to leave, or, to go out.
En.
En. This preposition means, in, and is used to express time.
Un par de.
Un par de. This phrase means, a couple of.
Minutos.
Minutos. This is the plural form of the noun.
Minuto.
Minute.
Quizá tengamos que cocinarlo.
This means, perhaps we have to cook it.
Breakdown.
Quizá.
Quizá.
Is an adverb meaning, perhaps, or, maybe. It indicates uncertainty.
Tengamos.
Tengamos. Is the first person plural present subjunctive of the verb, tener.
Tener.
To have. This form is used to express a possibility, or a suggestion.
Que.
Que. Is a conjunction meaning, that, or, to.
Here, it introduces the following verb.
Cocinarlo.
Cocinarlo.
Is the infinitive, cocinar.
Cocinar.
To cook, conjugated with the object pronoun, lo.
Lo.
It, forming the infinitive form with the object pronoun. It means, to cook it. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express possibility, suggestion, desire, or doubt. The subjunctive form of tener.
Tener.
Is used in this sentence to express a suggestion, or possibility. Object pronoun. The object pronoun, lo.
Lo.
Is used to replace the direct object, it, and is attached to the verb, cocinar.
Cocinar.
To form the infinitive form with the object pronoun, cocinarlo.
Cocinarlo.
Translation with eSpeak NG. Perhaps we have to cook it.
Tom dijo que necesitaba un favor.
Tom said that he needed a favor.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence and refers to the person named Tom.
Dijo
is the past tense of the verb decir, to say, and is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject, Tom.
Que
is a conjunction that introduces a dependent clause.
Necesitaba
is the imperfect tense of the verb necesita, to need, and is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject, él, he, understood within the dependent clause.
Un
is the indefinite article meaning a or an used before a masculine singular noun.
Favor
is the noun meaning favor.
La policía detuvo a Tom toda la noche.
The police detained Tom all night.
Breakdown.
La. The feminine singular definite article.
Policía.
Police, feminine noun.
Detuvo.
Detained, past tense of the verb.
Detener.
a. To, preposition. Tom. Tom, proper noun. Tola. All, feminine singular definite article. La. The, feminine singular definite article. Noche. Night, feminine noun. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Spanish, nouns and adjectives agree in gender. La policía. Is feminine, so the article. La. And the adjective. Toda. Are also feminine. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun. A. Is used before a direct object pronoun, in this case. Tom. Prepositional phrases. Toda la noche. Is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb. Detuvo. Translation. The. Police. Detained. Tom. All. Need. Ayer me quedé trabajando todo el día. Yesterday, I stayed working all day. Breakdown. Ayer. Ayer. This is an adverb that means yesterday. It's a common word, and easy to remember. Me quedé. Me quedé. This is the first person singular past tense of the reflexive verb. Quedar. Which means, to stay, or, to remain. The reflexive pronoun. Me. Indicates that the action affects the subject. Trabajando. Trabajando. This is the present participle of the verb. Trabajar. Which means, to work. The present participle is used here to indicate that the action of working was ongoing. To do el día. Todo el día. This phrase means, all day. Todo. Means, all, and. El día. Means, the day. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. In this sentence, quedar is a reflexive verb, meaning the action is directed back to the subject. This is indicated by the reflexive pronoun, me. Present participle, the present participle, trabajando, is used to indicate an action that is ongoing. Adverb of time, ayer, is an adverb of time that tells us when the action occurred. La estatua de la libertad es el símbolo de América. The Statue of Liberty is the symbol of America. La is the definite article, meaning the. Estatua is the noun, meaning statue. De is the preposition, meaning of. La is the definite article, meaning the. Libertad is the noun, meaning liberty. Es is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense, meaning is. El is the definite article, meaning the. Símbolo is the noun, meaning symbol. De is the preposition, meaning of. América is the noun, meaning America. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. It states a fact. The Statue of Liberty is the symbol of America. Tom tiene una brusca personalidad. Tom has a brusque personality. This sentence describes Tom's personality as brusca, meaning abrupt or blunt in English. The sentence is structured simply with the subject. Tom. The verb, tiene, meaning, has, and the noun phrase, una brusca personalidad, meaning, a brusque personality. Si hubieras salido un poco más temprano, habrías evitado el tráfico pesado. If you had left a little earlier, you would have avoided the heavy traffic. This sentence is a conditional sentence in the past perfect subjunctive, also known as the third conditional, in Spanish. This tense is used to talk about hypothetical situations in the past. Here's a breakdown. C This word translates to, if, in English. It introduces the conditional clause. Hubieras salido. This is the past perfect subjunctive of the verb. Salir. To leave. It is made up of the auxiliary verb. Haber. In the past perfect subjunctive. Hubieras. And the past participle of the verb. Salido. It indicates that the action of leaving happened in the past, and is hypothetical. Un poco más temprano. This phrase means, a little earlier. Habrías evitado. This is the past perfect conditional of the verb. Evitar. To avoid. It is made up of the auxiliary verb. Haber. In the conditional tense. Habrías. And the past participle of the verb. Evitado. It indicates that the action of avoiding would have happened in the past, if the condition had been met. El tráfico pesado. This phrase means, the heavy traffic. The sentence suggests that, if the person had left earlier, they would have avoided the heavy traffic. This implies that they left late, and encountered traffic as a result. No necesito tu permiso. I don't need your permission. This sentence uses the verb necesitar, which means to need. The yo I is implied in the no necesito form of the verb tu means your and permiso means permission. Comúnmente viajas solo? Do you commonly travel alone? This sentence asks, if the person typically travels alone. Let's break it down. Commonment. Comúnmente. This word means, commonly, or, usually. It is an adverb used to indicate frequency. Viajas. Viajas. This is the second person singular form of the verb, viajar. Viajar. Which means, to travel. It is conjugated in the present tense. Solo. Solo. This word means, alone, and is an adjective modifying the verb, viajas. Viajas. The entire sentence is structured in a question form using the inverted word order common in Spanish. Tom está enfermo, pero no es grave. Tom is sick, but it's not serious. Breakdown. Tom. Tom is the subject of the sentence. Está enfermo. Está enfermo. Means, is sick. Está. Está. Is the third person singular present tense of the verb estar. Estar. Which means, to be. This verb is used to describe states of being, including health conditions. Enfermo. Enfermo. Means, sick. Pero. Pero. Means, but, and acts as a conjunction connecting two opposing clauses. No es grave. No es grave. Means, it's not serious. No. No. Means, not. Is. Es. Is the third person singular present tense of the verb ser. Ser. Which means, to be. This verb is used to describe qualities, or characteristics. Brave. Brave. Means, serious. Cuando se canceló la asamblea? When was the assembly cancelled? This sentence asks about the time when the assembly was cancelled. Cuando. Cuando. Means, when. And is an interrogative adverb that asks for the time of an event. Se canceló. Se canceló. Is the past tense of the reflexive verb, cancelar. Cancelar. Meaning, to cancel. The reflexive pronoun, si. Se. Indicates that the action of cancelling is performed on itself, meaning the assembly cancelled itself. La asamblea. La asamblea. Is the feminine singular noun, assembly. The definite article, la. La.
indicates that the assembly is a specific one that the speaker and listener are both familiar with.
Me siento muy bien con esto.
I feel very good with this.
Breakdown. Me.
This is the direct object pronoun, me, meaning me in English. It refers to the speaker.
Siento.
This is the present tense of the verb.
Sentir.
Which means to feel. It is conjugated in the first person singular, meaning I feel.
Muy.
This means very in English. It is an adverb that modifies the adjective.
Bien.
Bien. This is an adjective meaning good or well in English. It modifies the noun.
Esto.
Which refers to something previously understood.
Con.
This means with in English and introduces the prepositional phrase.
Con esto.
Esto. This is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this in English. It refers to something previously understood.
Key concepts.
Direct object pronoun. The use of the direct object pronoun.
Me.
Emphasizes the speaker's feeling.
Present tense.
The use of the present tense indicates that the speaker is currently feeling good.
Adjective.
The adjective.
Bien.
Describes the speaker's state of feeling.
Prepositional phrase.
The prepositional phrase.
Con esto.
Gives more context to the speaker's feeling.
No sé qué más podemos hacer.
We don't know what else we can do.
Breakdown.
No sé.
No sé.
Means, I don't know. It is the contraction of know, not, and say, I know. This is a common contraction in Spanish.
Que.
Que. Means, what. It's a question word that functions as the object of the verb saber, to know.
Más.
Más. Means, more, or, else. It is used to indicate that there are other possibilities.
Podemos.
Podemos. Is the first person plural form of the verb poder, to be able to. It indicates that we are able to do something.
Hacer.
Hacer. Means, to do. It is an infinitive verb used here as a complement to the verb poder.
Key concepts.
Contractions. This sentence showcases a common contraction in Spanish, no se.
Question word.
The use of the question word que makes this sentence a statement of uncertainty.
Infinitive verb.
The infinitive verb hacer is used after the verb poder to express ability.
First person plural.
The use of the first person plural form podemos highlights that the action is shared by a group.
Lo compré en la estación de tren.
I bought it at the train station.
Breakdown.
Lo.
Is a direct object pronoun referring to a masculine singular object previously mentioned or understood in context. In this case, it refers to something that was bought.
Compré.
Is the first person singular preterite form of the verb.
Comprar.
To buy. It indicates a completed action in the past.
En.
Is a preposition that translates to, in, or, at, and indicates location.
La.
Is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form.
Estación.
Is a noun meaning, station.
De.
Is a preposition meaning, of, or, from.
Tren.
Is a noun meaning, train.
Key concepts.
Direct object pronouns. These pronouns replace nouns that are the direct object of the verb. They are used to avoid repetition and make sentences more concise.
Preterite tense.
This verb tense is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now completed.
Prepositions.
Prepositions connect words and phrases, indicating relationships between them, such as location, time, or possession.
¿Quieres que espere hasta que me vengas a buscar?
Do you want me to wait until you come to get me? This sentence uses the subjunctive mood in the
¿Quieres?
verb, which translates to want and signifies a desire or a preference. The subjunctive mood is often used after certain verbs, such as querer, to want, desear, to desire, and preferir, to prefer, and in conjunction with expressions of doubt, possibility, or uncertainty. Esperar means to wait, and it is conjugated in the infinitive form here, indicating that the action is yet to happen. Hasta translates to until, and introduces a time limit, or a point in time when the waiting will end. Que is a conjunction that connects the two clauses, and introduces the subjunctive clause. Me is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. Vengas is the present subjunctive form of the verb venir, to come, and it refers to the action of you coming to get the speaker. A is a preposition meaning to, and is used before the location of the action, which is buscar, to look for. Buscar is an infinitive verb, meaning to look for. The verb buscar is also followed by a prepositional phrase, a buscar, which means to look for. In summary, the sentence means, do you want me to wait until you come to get me? The subjunctive mood in quieres indicates a desire or preference, and the infinitive form of esperar signifies a waiting period that is yet to happen. The phrase, haste que, establishes the time limit for the waiting, and the subjunctive verb, vengas, describes the action of coming to get the speaker. Tengo la panza llena. I have a full stomach. This sentence uses the verb, tener, which means, to have, in English. The word, panza, refers to the stomach, or belly. The adjective, llena, describes the stomach as being full. The sentence is structured using the present tense of tener, which is tengo. When referring to the first person singular, I, the adjective llena modifies panza, functioning as an adjective that describes the state of the stomach. Sinti la vida es horrible. Without you, life is horrible. Sin. This is a preposition meaning, without. Ti. This is a pronoun that refers to, you, informal, singular. La. This is the definite article meaning, the, in the feminine singular form. Vida. This is the noun meaning, life. Es. This is the verb, to be, in the third person singular form of the present tense. Horrible. This is an adjective meaning, horrible. The sentence is in the present tense, and describes a state of being. The subject is la vida. Life, which is described as being, horrible. Horrible. Without you. Sin ti. Ya no trabajo aquí. I don't work here anymore. Ya is an adverb that means already or no longer. It indicates that the action of working here is in the past. No. Nor is the negation, meaning not. Trabajo. Trabajo is the verb to work in the present tense, but it is used here with the negative, no, to express the past. Aquí. Aquí is an adverb that means here. It clarifies the location where the speaker used to work. El artista siempre pintaba solo. The artist always painted alone. El artista. This is the masculine singular definite article, the, followed by the noun, artist. Siempre, this means, always. Pintaba, this is the imperfect tense of the verb. Pintar, which means, to paint.
The imperfect tense describes a habitual action in the past. Solo, this means, alone. This sentence shows how the imperfect tense can be used to describe a recurring action in the past. A mi hermano menor lo crió nuestra abuela. My younger brother was raised by our grandmother. Breakdown. This is the definite article, the, in Spanish, but it's used here to mean, to, or, for, when referring to a person. Me. This means, my, and is used to possessive the noun. Hermano. Brother. Hermano. This means, brother. Menor. This means, younger, and modifies the noun. Hermano. Law. This is a direct object pronoun, meaning, him, or, it, in this context. It refers to the hermano. Crió. This is the past tense of the verb criar, meaning, to raise, or, to bring up. Nuestra. This is the possessive adjective, our abuela. This means, grandmother. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. Law. Replaces the noun, hermano. And clarifies that the brother is the one being raised. Past tense. The verb, crió. Is in the past tense, indicating an action that occurred in the past. Possessive adjectives. Me. And nuestra. Are used to indicate ownership of the brother and grandmother. La mujer sentada en el sofá es mi abuela. The woman sitting on the sofa is my grandmother. Breakdown. La is the definite article, meaning the. Mujer means woman. Sentada is the past participle of the verb sentar, meaning to sit. Here it is used as an adjective modifying woman, indicating that she is in a seated position. En means on, and is a preposition. El is the definite article, meaning the. Sofá means sofa. Es is the third person singular present tense of the verb ser, meaning to be. Me means my. Abuela means grandmother. This sentence demonstrates the use of the present tense and the past participle used as an adjective. It also highlights the use of articles and prepositions in Spanish. Es importante para mí. It is important to me. Here is a breakdown of the grammar and meaning. Es is the third person singular form of the verb ser, meaning to be. Importante is an adjective meaning important. Para is a preposition meaning for. Me is the first person singular pronoun in the indirect object form, meaning me. This sentence uses the ser verb to express a state of being. The verb ser is followed by an adjective, making it clear that the subject is being described as important. The preposition para shows that the importance is relevant to the person speaking. Tom quería que Mary fuera feliz. Tom wanted Mary to be happy. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, the one who wanted something. Quería. Quería. This is a past tense form of the verb, querer, querer, which means, to want, quere, quere. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It's similar to, that, in English, but it can have a few different uses depending on the context. Mary, Mary. This is the subject of the subordinate clause, the person, who was supposed to be happy. Fuera. Fuera. This is the subjunctive form of the verb ser, ser, which means to be. The subjunctive mood is used here to express a desire or hope. Feliz. Feliz. This is an adjective that means happy. Q key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express wishes, desires, or possibilities. It's often used after verbs like cura, querer, and desire, desear. To desire. Subordinate clauses. A subordinate clause is a clause that depends on another clause for its meaning. They are often introduced by conjunctions like que, que. Él no distingue el bien del mal. He does not distinguish between good and evil. The sentence structure is simple. Él. This is the subject pronoun, he. No. This is the negation, not. Distingue. This is the verb, to distinguish. Conjugated in the third person singular present indicative tense. El bien. This means, the good. It's a noun phrase functioning as the object of the preposition. Del. This is a contraction of, del, meaning, of the. Mal. This means, evil. It's another noun phrase functioning as the object of the preposition. Key concepts. Prepositional phrase. The preposition. Del. Is used to create the prepositional phrase. Del mal. Which indicates the object of comparison. Present indicative tense. The verb. Distingue. Is in the present indicative tense, indicating a habitual action. Negation. The word. No. Is used to negate the verb, making the sentence a negative statement. Me cuesta mucho creer esto. This is very hard for me to believe. Breakdown. Me. Me. Is the direct object pronoun, meaning, me, in this sentence. Cuesta. Cuesta. Is the third person singular form of the verb costa, which means, to cost, or, to be difficult. Mucho. Mucho. Is an adverb meaning, very, or, a lot. Creer. Creer. Means, to believe. Esto. Esto. Is a demonstrative pronoun meaning, this. This sentence uses the impersonal C construction, which means, it is difficult for me. It is a common way to express that something is hard to do. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. These pronouns replace nouns that are the direct object of the verb. In this case, me. Replaces the noun, I, impersonal C. This construction is used to express that something is difficult, possible, or necessary. It is formed by using the third person singular form of the verb with the pronoun. Se. Tengo un regalo para ustedes. I have a gift for you all. Breakdown. Tengo. This is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb. Tener. To have. In this sentence, it means, I have. Un. This is the masculine singular indefinite article meaning, a, or, an. Regalo. This is a noun meaning, gift. Para. This is a preposition meaning, for. Ustedes. This is the informal plural pronoun meaning, you all. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the use of the present tense in Spanish. It also shows the use of indefinite articles, and prepositions. The word order is typical for Spanish sentences, with the subject. Yo. I, which is implied, verb. Tengo. Have, object. Un regalo. A gift, and prepositional phrase. Para ustedes. For you all. Tom no tiene mucho tiempo que perder. Tom doesn't have much time to waste. Tom. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. No. No. Is the negation, meaning, not. Time. Tiene. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb, tener. Tener. To have, in the third person singular. Mucho. Mucho.
is an adjective meaning much or a lot, modifying the noun tiempo.
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 Is the noun meaning time.
Que.
Que. Is a conjunction introducing the infinitive phrase perder.
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 Is the infinitive meaning to waste.
Tom sostenía un trozo corto de tubo en la mano izquierda y un cuchillo en la derecha.
Tom was holding a short piece of pipe in his left hand and a knife in his right.
Breakdown.
Tom.
Tom.
Proper noun, subject of the sentence.
Sostenía.
Sostenía. Imperfect tense of the verb.
Sostener.
To hold, indicating an ongoing action in the past. Un trozo corto.
Un trozo corto.
A short piece.
Trozo.
Is a noun meaning piece and
corto.
Is an adjective meaning short.
The tubo.
De tubo. Of pipe.
De.
Is a preposition meaning of and
tubo.
Is a noun meaning pipe.
En la mano izquierda.
En la mano izquierda. In his left hand.
En.
Is a preposition meaning in.
La.
Is the feminine singular definite article, mano. Is a noun meaning hand and
izquierda.
Is an adjective meaning left.
Y.
E. And un cuchillo.
Un cuchillo.
A knife.
Un.
Is the masculine singular indefinite article and
cuchillo.
Is a noun meaning knife.
En la derecha.
En la derecha. In his right hand.
En.
Is a preposition meaning in.
La.
Is the feminine singular definite article and
derecha.
Is an adjective meaning right.
Tom quiere que yo vaya con él.
Tom wants me to go with him.
Breakdown.
Tom.
Tom.
Is the subject of the sentence and is a proper noun.
Quiere.
Quiere. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb.
Querer.
Meaning to want.
Quiere.
Que. Is a conjunction introducing a subordinate clause, in this case a subjunctive clause, that expresses the desire of the subject.
Yo.
Yo. Is the subject pronoun in the subordinate clause, and refers to the speaker.
Vaya.
Vaya. Is the third person singular present subjunctive form of the verb.
Ir.
Meaning, to go.
Con.
Con. Is a preposition meaning, with.
Ale.
Ale. Is a personal pronoun referring to Tom.
Key concepts.
Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used in Spanish to express desire, doubt, possibility, or necessity. In this sentence, the subjunctive mood is used in the subordinate clause to express Tom's desire that the speaker go with him. Subordinate clause. A subordinate clause is a clause that depends on another clause for its meaning. In this sentence, the subordinate clause is que yo vaya con él, and it depends on the main clause, Tom quiere, for its meaning. Subject pronoun. A subject pronoun is a pronoun that acts as the subject of a verb. In this sentence, the subject pronoun, yo, refers to the speaker.
Object pronoun.
An object pronoun is a pronoun that acts as the object of a verb, or preposition. In this sentence, the object pronoun, él, refers to Tom.
Tom le preguntó a Mary si necesitaba una ventona a su casa.
Tom asked Mary if she needed a ride home.
Breakdown.
Tom, this is the subject of the sentence, and is the person asking the question.
Le, this is the indirect object pronoun meaning, to her, and refers to Mary.
Pregunto, this is the past tense verb, to ask.
A Mary, this is the direct object pronoun meaning, to Mary.
Since, le, is already used, We use a Mary to clarify the person who was asked. See, this is a conjunction meaning if and introduces the dependent clause. Necessitare, this is the past tense verb, to need. An aventon, this is a noun meaning a ride. A sucasa, this is a prepositional phrase meaning to her house. Key concepts. Indirect object pronouns. Le is an indirect object pronoun that indicates the person who is being asked. Past tense. The verbs in the sentence are in the past tense, indicating that the action took place in the past. Dependent clause. The phrase after, see, is a dependent clause, which means it cannot stand alone as a sentence. Prepositional phrase. A sucasa is a prepositional phrase that modifies aventon. Quería decir que no. I wanted to say that I don't. This sentence is in the imperfect tense, which is used to describe past actions or states that were ongoing or habitual. The verb querer means to want and is conjugated in the imperfect tense as quería. For the singular, I. The que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, which in this case is the phrase no. The no is a negation, meaning not. Esto no está pasando de verdad. This is not really happening. The sentence. Esto no está pasando de verdad. Literally translates to, this is not happening of truth. Breakdown. Esto. This. This is a demonstrative pronoun, pointing to something close and already known to the listener. No. Not. This is a negative adverb, negating the following verb. Está. Is. This is the present tense of the verb. Estar. Meaning, to be. It is used here to describe a state of being. Pasando. Happening. This is the present participle of the verb. Pasar. Meaning, to happen. Here, it is being used with the verb. Estar. To express an action in progress. De verdad. Of truth, really. This phrase emphasizes the truthfulness of the statement. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns are used to point out specific nouns. Negative adverbs negate the action of the verb. Present tense is used to describe actions happening now. Present participle is used to describe actions in progress. Estar. Plus present participle is a common construction in Spanish to express actions in progress. Sabía que no era verdad. I knew it wasn't true. This sentence is in the past tense, using the verb. Saber. To know. Sabía. Is the imperfect tense of. Saber. Indicating that the speaker knew something in the past. Que. Is a conjunction that introduces a clause, in this case, the clause that clarifies what the speaker knew. No. Is a negation, meaning, not. Era. Is the imperfect tense of. Ser. To be. Verdad. Means, truth. Es un día muy claro. It is a very clear day. The sentence uses the verb. Ser. To be, in the third person singular form. Es. This is, because the subject of the sentence, un día. A day, is singular. The adjective. Claro. Clear, is also singular, and agrees with the noun. Día. Day. The word. Muy. Very, is an adverb that modifies the adjective. Claro. Clear. Making the sentence more descriptive. Tom nunca come comida chatarra. Tom never eats junk food. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun indicating the person we are talking about. Nunca. Nunca. Means, never, and is an adverb of frequency,
indicating the action happens 0 times. Come. Call me. Is the verb, to eat, in the present tense, third person singular form. Comida chatara. Comida chatara. Is the noun phrase for junk food, with comida, meaning food, and chatara, meaning junk. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, call me, is conjugated to match the singular subject, tom, in the present tense. Adverb of frequency, nunca, modifies the verb, call me, indicating the frequency of the action. Noun phrase, comida chatara, acts as the object of the verb, call me, specifying what Tom never eats. Le costó seguirle el ritmo a sus compañeros de clase. It was difficult for him to keep up with his classmates. Breakdown. Le costó. This translates to, it was difficult for him. Le is the indirect object pronoun meaning, to him slash her slash it slash you, formal. It's used because the verb, costó, cost, is a verb of difficulty, and requires an indirect object. Costó means, cost, or, was difficult. Seguir el ritmo. This means, to keep up with him slash her. Seguir means, to follow, or, to keep up with. Le is again the indirect object pronoun, this time referring to the classmates. El ritmo means, the pace, or, the rhythm. A sus compañeros de clase. This means, with his classmates. A is the preposition, to, or, with. Sus means, his or her, possessive adjective. Compañeros means, classmates, or, companions. De clase means, of class. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun, le, is used twice in this sentence, demonstrating its importance in constructions with verbs of difficulty. Prepositional phrase, the phrase, a sus compañeros de clase, provides further context, and explains who the student is struggling to keep up with. Verb of difficulty, the verb, costó, indicates the difficulty the student experienced. ¿Aún tienen ustedes mi llave? Do you all still have my key? This sentence is in the interrogative form, which means it's a question. It's also in the formal, ustedes, form, which is used to address a group of people formally, like a class. On, this means, still, and is used to express that something is continuing to happen. Tienen. This is the third person plural present tense of the verb. Tener. To have. Ustedes, this pronoun refers to a group of people you are addressing formally. My, this is the possessive adjective meaning, my, and modifies the noun. Llave. Lave, this is the noun meaning, key. So, the sentence translates to, do you all still have my key? La situación es muy seria. The situation is very serious. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence, meaning it states a fact. Here is the breakdown of the sentence. La situación. This is the subject of the sentence, meaning the thing being discussed. It is a feminine singular noun, meaning it refers to a single, non-human thing. Is, this is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Ser, meaning, to be. Since the subject is singular, the verb must agree. My, this is an adverb that modifies the adjective. Seria, and indicates a high degree of seriousness. Seria. This is a feminine singular adjective meaning, serious, and modifies the noun. Situación. The sentence uses the simple present tense, which is the most basic tense in Spanish, and indicates something that is happening now, or is true in general. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Spanish, nouns and adjectives must agree in gender. Since situación is feminine, the adjective sería must also be feminine. Verb conjugation. The verb ser is conjugated to agree with the subject in both number and person. No tenemos clase los miércoles por la tarde. We don't have class on Wednesday afternoons. Breakdown. No means no in English. Tenemos is the present tense of the verb to have in the first person plural, which means we have. Clase means class in English. Los is the masculine plural definite article, meaning the. Miércoles is the Spanish word for Wednesday. Por means by or for in this context, indicating a time period. La is the feminine singular definite article, meaning the. Tarde means afternoon in English. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the word no to negate the verb tenemos. Definite articles. The sentence uses definite articles los and la to specify that we are talking about a specific Wednesday and a specific afternoon. Preposition. The preposition por is used to indicate the time period during which the class does not occur. Una mujer se levantó repentinamente. A woman suddenly got up. The sentence uses the following grammatical concepts. Una is the feminine singular definite article meaning a or one. Mujer is the noun meaning woman. Se is the reflexive pronoun meaning herself. It is used with the verb levantar to indicate that the woman is performing the action on herself. Levantó is the third person singular preterite form of the verb levantar, meaning to lift or to get up. Repentinamente is an adverb meaning suddenly. Estoy cómoda. I am comfortable. The sentence is in the present tense of the verb estar, which means to be in the state of being. In this case, the state of being is comfortable. Cómoda is the feminine form of the adjective cómodo, meaning comfortable. No es problema mío. It's not my problem. Breakdown. No is the negation of the verb to be in the present tense. It means not. Es is the third person singular conjugation of the verb to be in the present tense. It means is. Problema is a noun meaning problem. Mío is a possessive adjective meaning mine. The sentence structure is a typical Spanish sentence structure, with the subject, it, implied, and the verb, is, coming before the object, problem. Yo obtuve estos aretes de mi abuela. I got these earrings from my grandmother. Breakdown. Yo obtuve. This is the first person singular preterite tense of the verb obtener, meaning to obtain or to get. It's past tense, indicating that the action of getting the earrings already happened. Estos aretes. Estos is the masculine plural form of the demonstrative adjective. Este, meaning these. Aretes is the plural form of the noun. Arete, meaning earring. De mi abuela. De means from. Me is the possessive adjective meaning my, and abuela is the noun meaning grandmother. This phrase indicates the source of the earrings. Key concepts. Preterite tense. The preterite tense is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished.
Demonstrative adjectives. Demonstrative adjectives like estos point out specific items, in this case, these earrings. Possessive adjectives. Possessive adjectives like me indicate ownership. Noun adjective agreement. The adjective estos agrees in gender and number with the noun aretes. Lamento no haber estudiado más en la escuela. I regret not having studied more in school. Breakdown. Lamento. This is the present tense of the verb lamentar, which means to regret. It is being used here in the first person singular form, meaning I regret. No. This is the negative adverb, not haber estudiado. This is the past participle of the verb estudiar, to study, which is combined with the auxiliary verb haber to form the perfect infinitive. It means to have studied. Más. This is the comparative adverb more. En la escuela. This is a prepositional phrase meaning in school. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb lamentar is conjugated in the present tense to indicate the speaker's current state of regret. Perfect infinitive. The use of the perfect infinitive haber estudiado indicates an action that happened in the past and is relevant to the present. Negation. The use of no negates the action of studying, highlighting the speaker's regret. Creo que esto te parecerá interesante. I think you will find this interesting. The sentence uses the verb creer to believe, conjugated in the first person singular present indicative. Creo. The pronoun yo is understood. The object pronoun esto. This is the subject of the infinitive. Parecer. To seem. Te. To you is the indirect object. The adjective interesante. Interesting modifies the pronoun esto. The sentence structure is subject plus verb plus object plus indirect object plus adjective. Tu hermano no lo comprará. Your brother will not buy it. Breakdown. Tu. This is the familiar form of you in Spanish and refers to your as a possessive adjective. Hermano. This is the masculine noun for brother. No. This is the negative adverb for not. Lo. This is a direct object pronoun that replaces the direct object in the sentence. In this case, it refers to an unspecified object that your brother will not buy. Comprará. This is the future tense of the verb. Comprar. To buy. It is conjugated in the third person singular, indicating that it refers to your brother. Key concepts. Possessive adjectives. Tu is used to show possession and translates to your direct object pronouns. The pronoun lo replaces the direct object of the verb, making the sentence more concise. Future tense. The verb comprará is in the future tense, indicating an action that will happen in the future. Pensé que podría ser cocaína, pero solo era harina. I thought it could be cocaine, but it was just flour. Breakdown. Pensé. Pensé is the past tense of the verb pensar. To think. Que. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. Podría ser. Podría ser is the conditional tense of the verb ser. To be, meaning could be. Cocaína. Cocaína is the noun for cocaine. Pero. Pero is the conjunction, but. Solo. Solo is an adverb meaning only. Era. Era is the imperfect tense of the verb. Ser. To be, meaning, was. Harina. Arena. Is the noun for flower. Key concepts. Past tense. Pensar. Is in the past tense, because the speaker is talking about something that happened in the past. Conditional tense. Podría ser. Is in the conditional tense, because the speaker is expressing a possibility. Imperfect tense. Era. Is in the imperfect tense, because the speaker is describing a past situation. Tom soltó la pistola. Tom released the gun. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Solto is the past tense of the verb. Soltar. Meaning, to release, or, to let go. La pistola is the direct object of the sentence. It is the feminine definite article. La. Followed by the noun. Pistola. Meaning, gun. Key concepts. Direct object. The direct object is the thing that is being acted upon by the verb. In this sentence, the gun is being released. Past tense. The verb. Soltó. Is in the past tense, indicating that the action of releasing the gun already happened. Mary ocultó el dinero en el sujetador. Mary hid the money in her bra. Breakdown. Mary. This is the name of the subject performing the action. Oculto. This is the past tense of the verb. Ocultar. To hide. It is conjugated in the third person singular, which is used to refer to a female subject. El dinero. This is the direct object of the sentence. It means, the money. En. This preposition means, in. El sujetador. This is the object of the preposition. En. And means, the bra. Key concepts. Direct object. This is the noun, or pronoun that receives the action of the verb. In this sentence, the direct object is. El dinero. The money. Prepositional phrase. This is a group of words that starts with a preposition, and modifies a noun, or pronoun. In this sentence, the prepositional phrase is en el sujetador. In the bra. Verb conjugation. The verb ocultar is conjugated in the past tense, third person singular, to agree with the subject. Mari. This is a key aspect of Spanish grammar. El teléfono de emergencias para toda Europa es el 112. The emergency telephone number for all of Europe is 112. The sentence is in the simple present tense, indicating a general truth. El is the definite article, meaning the teléfono is the noun, telephone, de emergencias. Is the prepositional phrase, of emergencies, specifying the type of telephone. Para. Means, for, and introduces the object of the preposition. Toda. Means, all, and modifies, Europe. Europa. Is the noun, Europe. Es. Is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense. El. Is the definite article, again meaning, the. 112 is the number. La puedes dejar ahí. You can leave it there. La is the definite article, meaning the, in this case, and refers to the object being left. Pudes. Puedes is the informal second person singular form of the verb poder. Poner. To be able to, meaning you can or you are able to. Dejar. Dejar. Is the infinitive form of the verb dejar. Dejar. To leave. Ahai. Ahí. Is an adverb meaning, there. The sentence is in the affirmative form, and the verb dejar. Dejar. Is conjugated in the present tense. The entire sentence conveys a simple instruction to leave something in a specific location.
Venga a ayudarnos. Por favor.
Come help us, please. This sentence is a polite request. Let's break it down.
Venga
means come in the imperative mood, which is used for commands or requests. Here, it is directed at you, informal, singular.
A
is the preposition to.
Ayudarnos
is the infinitive verb to help, conjugated in the infinitive form and followed by the pronoun nos, which means us. The nos is attached to the end of the verb to show that we are the object of the action.
Por favor
means please and is used to make the request more polite.
Me estáis empezando a poner de los nervios.
You are starting to get on my nerves. The sentence uses the present continuous tense in Spanish, estar, being the present tense of
estar,
to be, and
empezando,
being the gerund form of
empezar,
to start.
Poner de los nervios
literally means to put someone's nerves on edge, and it is used idiomatically in Spanish to express that someone is getting on your nerves.
Más de 3,000 personas fueron al concierto.
More than 3,000 people went to the concert. Breakdown.
Master.
Más de. This phrase means more than. It is a common way to express quantities greater than a specific number.
3,000.
3,000. This means 3,000. In Spanish, mil.
Mil.
Thousand is used for numbers from 1,000 to 9,000.
Personas.
Personas. This means people. It is the plural form of persona.
Persona.
Fueron.
Fueron.
This is the third person plural past tense of the verb
ir,
which means to go.
Al.
Al. This is the contraction of
a.
To and
el, el.
The, it is used before masculine singular nouns.
Concierto,
concierto. This means concert.
Key concepts.
Pluralization. Notice how the noun persona,
persona,
is changed to personas,
personas,
to indicate multiple people.
Verb conjugation.
The verb
ir
is conjugated in the past tense to show that the action already happened.
Contractions.
The contraction al,
al,
is a common occurrence in Spanish and is used to simplify the sentence.
Es la mejor de su clase.
She is the best in her class. This sentence uses the
ser
verb, which is used for descriptions and states of being.
La
is the definite article, the, and
mejor
is the superlative form of
bueno,
meaning best.
De
means of, and
su
is the possessive adjective, her or his.
Clase
means class. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject, she, plus verb, is, plus adjective, best, plus prepositional phrase, of her class.
Esta habitación está demasiado oscura.
This room is too dark.
Breakdown.
Esta is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective.
Este.
Meaning, this.
Habitación
is the feminine singular form of the noun.
Habitación.
Meaning, room.
Está
is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb
estar,
meaning to be.
Demasiado
is an adverb meaning to or excessively.
Oscura
is the feminine singular form of the adjective
oscuro,
meaning dark. Key concepts.
Agreement,
the adjective
oscura.
agrees in gender and number with the noun. Habitación.
Adverb. The adverb. Demasiado.
Modifies the adjective. Oscura. To express the degree of darkness.
Ellos van a ir.
They are going to go. This sentence uses the future tense in Spanish, which is formed with the verb, ir. Meaning, to go, and the infinitive of the verb you want to use, in this case, ir.
To go, again.
The future tense in Spanish is a way of indicating an action that will take place in the future. This sentence is in the third person plural meaning, they.
Me gustan tanto los perros como los gatos.
I like dogs as much as cats. This sentence uses the verb gustar, which means to like in English. However, it is a bit different than the English verb like. In Spanish, the object of the verb gustar is the subject of the sentence. So, in this case, it is the perros. Dogs, and the gatos.
Cats, that are liked.
Me is the indirect object pronoun, meaning, to me.
Tanto como
is a comparative phrase that means, as much, as. So, the sentence can be broken down as follows.
Me, to me, gustan,
like,
tanto,
as much.
Los perros.
The dogs.
Como.
As.
Los gatos.
The cats.
The phrase.
Tanto.
Como.
Is used to compare two things. In this case, it is comparing how much the speaker likes dogs and cats. The phrase emphasizes that the speaker likes them both equally.
Esta medicina le va a ayudar.
This medicine will help him slash her. Breakdown.
Esta.
This, feminine singular. This is a demonstrative adjective, which points out a specific item. It agrees in gender and number with the noun that follows.
Medicina.
Medicine. This is a noun, and it is feminine singular.
Le.
To him slash her. This is the indirect object pronoun, which indicates the person to whom something is given, or done. It refers to the person the medicine will help.
Bah!
Going to, will. This is a common way to express future tense in Spanish.
Ayudar.
To help. This is an infinitive verb, meaning it is in its basic form.
Key concepts.
Agreement. The demonstrative adjective.
Esta.
Agrees in gender and number with the noun.
Medicina.
Indirect object pronoun. The pronoun.
Le.
Indicates the person to whom the action of helping is directed.
Future tense.
The phrase.
Ba.
Is used to express the future action of helping.
Tom tiene una hija que está casada con un australiano.
Tom has a daughter, who is married to an Australian. This sentence contains a relative clause.
Que está casada con un australiano.
Who is married to an Australian. This clause modifies the noun.
Hija.
Daughter, and provides additional information about her. Breakdown.
Tom.
Tom, proper noun, subject of the sentence.
Tiene.
Has, verb, present tense, third person singular.
Una.
A, indefinite article, feminine singular.
Hija.
Daughter, noun, feminine singular.
Que.
Who, relative pronoun, subject of the relative clause.
Está.
Is, verb, present tense, third person singular.
Casada.
Married, adjective, feminine singular.
Con.
With preposition.
Un.
A, indefinite article, masculine singular.
Australiano.
Australian, noun, masculine singular.
Key concepts.
Relative clauses. These clauses provide additional information about a noun in the main clause. They are introduced by relative pronouns like care, who, which, that. Verb conjugation. The verb tiene is conjugated in the present tense, third person singular, to agree with the subject. Tom. The verb estar is also conjugated in the present tense, third person singular, to agree with the subject of the relative clause. Que. Gender agreement. Adjectives like casada and articles like una must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Tom estornuda muy seguido. Tal vez tenga fiebre de lelo. Tom sneezes very often. He might have hay fever. The sentence is in the present tense and describes Tom's frequent sneezing. Tom is the subject of the sentence, referring to a male named Tom. Estornuda is the verb, to sneeze, in the third person singular present tense. This means that it is happening now. Muy seguido means very often and describes the frequency of Tom's sneezing. Tal vez means maybe or perhaps and introduces a possibility. Tenga is the verb to have in the third person singular present subjunctive tense. It is used to express a possibility or uncertainty. Fiebre de lelo means hay fever. This is a common allergy that causes sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. Mi hermano me ayudó a hacer los deberes. My brother helped me to do my homework. Breakdown. Me means my, and is a possessive adjective, indicating that the brother belongs to the speaker. Hermano means brother, and is a noun, referring to the speaker's sibling. Me means me, and is a direct object pronoun, indicating that the speaker is the recipient of the action. Ayudó means helped, and is the third person singular past tense of the verb. Ayudar, which means to help. A means to, and is a preposition, introducing the indirect object. Hacer means to do, and is an infinitive, indicating the action of doing homework. Los means the, and is a definite article, referring to the homework. Deberes means homework, and is a noun, referring to the assigned tasks. Key concepts. Possessive adjectives indicate ownership or possession. Direct object pronouns replace the direct object of a verb. Past tense describes actions that occurred in the past. Infinitive, the base form of a verb. Preposition connects a noun or pronoun to another word in the sentence. Definite article refers to a specific noun. Usted ya no me agrada. You no longer please me. This sentence uses the verb agradar, which means to please or to be pleasing to. In this case, it is in the negative form, no agrada. And the present tense, the subject pronoun, usted, refers to you. The verb is conjugated to agree with the subject pronoun. The entire phrase is a simple statement expressing a feeling of dislike. Llaman a la puerta. They are knocking on the door. This sentence uses the llamar verb, which means to call, but in this context, it means to knock. Llamar a la puerta translates literally to call to the door. The present tense form of llamar is used in the third person plural, which is llaman, indicating that someone else is doing the action. The a before la puerta is a preposition that indicates the object of the verb. Desearía poder hacer eso. I wish I could do that. This sentence expresses a desire or a wish using the conditional mood.
Desearía
is the conditional form of the verb
desear.
To wish. It indicates a hypothetical or unrealized desire.
Poner
is the infinitive form of the verb
poner.
To be able to. It is used in conjunction with the conditional
desearía.
To express the ability to do something.
Hacer
is the infinitive form of the verb
hacer.
To do, and refers to the action the speaker wishes they could perform.
Eso
is a pronoun referring to something previously mentioned or understood in context. The sentence structure is
desearía
plus
poner
plus
hacer
plus
eso.
Él tiene una esposa y dos niños pequeños que mantener.
He has a wife and two small children to support. Breakdown.
Él.
This is the subject pronoun meaning he.
Tiene.
This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb to have.
Una.
This is the feminine singular definite article meaning a.
Esposa.
This is the noun meaning wife.
E.
This is the conjunction meaning and.
Dos.
This is the numeral meaning two.
Niños.
This is the plural noun meaning children.
Pequeños.
This is the adjective meaning small.
Que.
This is the relative pronoun meaning that or who.
Mantener.
This is the infinitive verb meaning to support. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement.
The verb
tiene agrees in number and person with the subject.
El.
Articles. The definite article.
Una.
Is used before the singular feminine noun.
Esposa.
Plural nouns. The noun.
Niños.
Is plural, so the adjective.
Pequeños.
Is also plural. Relative clause.
The phrase.
Que mantener. Is a relative clause that modifies the noun.
Niños.
And tells us what the children need.
Yo dudo de la veracidad de ese informe.
I doubt the veracity of that report.
Yo.
Yo.
I, this is the subject pronoun, meaning, I, you do.
Dudo.
I doubt, this is the first person singular present indicative of the verb, duda. To doubt,
the,
of, this is a preposition that introduces the object of the doubt,
la,
the, this is the definite article, feminine singular, referring to, veracidad, veracidad,
veracidad,
veracity, this is the noun referring to truthfulness, or accuracy,
the,
of, this is a preposition that introduces the possessor of the veracity is,
ese,
that, this is the demonstrative adjective, masculine singular, referring to the report in form.
Informe.
Report, this is the noun referring to a document that provides information. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, you do, is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject,
yo.
Prepositions. The prepositions, the, are used to indicate possession, and to introduce the object of the verb, una. Demonstrative adjectives. The demonstrative adjective, is used to specify the particular report being doubted.
Soy finés, pero hablo sueco también.
I am Finnish, but I also speak Swedish.
Soy
means, I am, and is the first person singular present tense of the verb.
Ser.
To be.
Finés.
Is the masculine singular form of the adjective.
Finés.
Meaning, Finnish.
Pero.
Means, but, and is a conjunction.
Hablo.
Means, I speak, and is the first person singular present tense of the verb.
Hablar.
To speak.
sueco, means Swedish, and functions as a noun in this sentence. También means also, and is an adverb.
Parece que él llegó atrasado a la reunión de ayer.
It seems that he arrived late to yesterday's meeting. Breakdown.
Parece.
This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb.
Parecer.
To seem. It means, it seems, or, it appears.
Que.
This is a conjunction meaning, that, and introduces a subordinate clause.
El.
This is the third person singular masculine pronoun meaning, he.
Llegó.
This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb.
Llegar.
To arrive. It means, he arrived.
Atrasado.
This is an adjective meaning, late.
Ah.
This is a preposition meaning, to.
La.
This is the feminine singular definite article meaning, the.
Reunión.
This is a noun meaning, meeting.
De.
This is a preposition meaning, of, or, from.
Ayer.
This is an adverb meaning, yesterday. Key concepts. The sentence uses the verb.
Parecer.
To seem, to express an opinion, or a conjecture. The preterite tense is used to describe a completed action in the past. The adjective,
atrasado.
Late, is used to describe how the person arrived at the meeting. The phrase,
la reunión de ayer.
Yesterday's meeting, uses the preposition,
de.
Of, to specify the meeting.
¿Recuerdas la ciudad donde nació Tom?
Do you remember the city where Tom was born? This sentence uses the verb
recordar,
which means to remember.
The ciudad
is the city, and the
donde
introduces the relative clause, specifying the city.
The verb
nació means, was born, and it's in the past tense, because we're talking about an event that happened in the past.
Volvió la calma.
The calm returned. Breakdown.
Volvió.
This is the past tense of the verb.
Volver.
To return.
Here.
Volvió. Means, returned.
La.
This is the definite article for the feminine singular noun,
calma.
Calma. This is a noun meaning, calm, or, tranquility. Key concepts. Verb conjugation.
The verb,
volver, is conjugated in the past tense to indicate that the action happened in the past. Definite articles.
The use of,
la, emphasizes that we are talking about a specific calm, not calm in general.
Me fastidia no poder ir.
It bothers me that I can't go. Breakdown.
Me.
This is the direct object pronoun, meaning, me. It is used here, because the verb, fastidia, is reflexive, and takes a direct object pronoun.
Fastidia.
This is the verb, to bother, in the third person singular form. It is used here, because the subject is, it, which is implied, and not stated explicitly.
No.
This is the negative adverb, not.
Poner.
This is the verb, to be able to, in the infinitive form.
Ir.
This is the verb, to go, in the infinitive form. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs.
The verb, fastidia, is a reflexive verb, meaning that the action of the verb is directed back at the subject.
This is indicated by the use of the reflexive pronoun,
me.
Infinitives. The verbs, poda, and, are used in their infinitive forms, which are the base forms of the verbs. This is, because they are used as the objects of the verb, fastidia. Implied subject. The subject of the sentence is, it, which is implied, but not explicitly stated. This is common in Spanish and English, where the subject can be understood from the context.
Tom se siente responsable por lo ocurrido.
Tom feels responsible for what happened. The sentence structure is simple, with the subject, Tom, followed by the verb, se siente, which means, feels, in the present tense. The reflexive pronoun, se, is used with the verb, sentir, to indicate that Tom is experiencing the feeling himself. The object of the preposition, por, which means, for, or, because of, is, lo ocurrido, which is a past participle used as a noun to mean, what happened. In summary, the sentence states that Tom feels responsible, because of what happened.
Tengo que estar de vuelta para las 2:30.
I have to be back by 2:30. Breakdown. Tengo que, this is the contracted form of tener que, which means, to have to, or, must. Estar, this is the verb, to be, in the infinitive form. It is used here to indicate the state of being, back. Demuel to, this means, back, and is a prepositional phrase. Para, this means, for, or, by. It indicates a deadline, or a specific time. Las dos y media, this means, 2:30. Las, indicates the feminine plural article for, the, and, dos, means, two. Y media, means, and a half. Key concepts. Tener que plus infinitive. This structure is used to express obligation, or necessity. Estar plus prepositional phrase. This is a common structure to describe location, or state of being. Para plus time. This structure is used to indicate a deadline, or a specific time.
Ya veo que no me crees.
I see that you don't believe me. Breakdown.
Ya.
Means, already, or, now, and indicates that the speaker has observed something. Veo. Is the present tense of the verb, ver, meaning, to see.
Que.
Is a conjunction meaning, that, or, because.
No.
Means, no.
Me.
Is the object pronoun, me.
Crees.
Is the present tense of the verb, creer, meaning, to believe. Key concepts. This sentence uses the present tense of the verbs,
veo,
and
crees,
to describe an action happening in the present. The use of the word,
ya,
highlights the fact that the speaker has just observed this disbelief. The sentence structure is typical of Spanish, using a conjunction,
que,
to introduce a subordinate clause.
Él se lleva bien con todos en la clase.
He gets along well with everyone in the class. Breakdown.
Él.
Él. This is the masculine singular pronoun for he. Se lleva.
Se lleva.
This is a reflexive verb in the third person singular form. The reflexive pronoun.
Se.
Is used to indicate that the action of the verb is being performed on the subject. In this case, the subject,
él,
is the one who is getting along well.
Bien.
Bien. This means, well, or, good, and modifies the verb,
se lleva.
Con.
Con.
This is a preposition meaning, with,
to do,
todos. This is a masculine plural pronoun meaning, all,
en,
en. This is a preposition meaning, in, or, on,
la,
la. This is the feminine singular definite article meaning, the,
clase,
clase. This is a noun meaning, class. Key concepts. Reflexive verb,
the verb,
llevarse, is a reflexive verb, because the action affects the subject. It is used to express how someone gets along with others. Prepositions. The prepositions,
con,
and,
en,
are essential for indicating the relationships between the words in the sentence. Definite article, The definite article, la, is used before the noun, clase, to indicate a specific class. Ese no es Tom. That is not Tom. Breakdown. Ese. This is a demonstrative adjective meaning that, and it refers to something that is further away from the speaker. No. This is the negative word meaning no. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb ser, meaning to be, in the present tense. Tom. This is the proper noun referring to the person named Tom. Key concepts. Demonstrative adjectives. These adjectives are used to point out specific people, places, or things, and indicate their location relative to the speaker. Verb, sir. This verb is used to express existence, identity, profession, and other qualities. Negation. The negative word, no, is used to make a sentence negative. Déjame mirarme así. Stop looking at me like that. The sentence structure is Déjame mirarme así. Deja means stop or leave. It is the imperative form of the verb Dejar. The imperative is used to give commands or make requests. De is a preposition meaning of or from, and in this sentence it means from. Mirarme is the infinitive form of the verb mirar. To look, conjugated in the reflexive form. The reflexive pronoun, me, myself, is used to indicate that the action of looking is being performed by the speaker on themselves. Así is an adverb meaning, like that. It modifies the verb, mirarme, and refers to the way the person is looking at the speaker. Therefore, the sentence, déjame mirarme así, means, stop looking at me like that, because the subject is being told to stop looking at the subject in a certain manner. Estamos trabajando para usted. We are working for you. Breakdown. Estamos. This is the present progressive form of the verb. Estar. To be, conjugated in the first person plural. It indicates that the action of working is ongoing. Trabajando. This is the gerund form of the verb. Trabajar. To work. It indicates the action being performed. Para. This preposition indicates direction, or purpose, meaning, for, in this context. Usted. This is the formal form of you. It indicates respect, or formality. Key concepts. Present progressive tense. Used to describe ongoing actions. Gerund, the ing form of a verb, used to indicate the action being performed. Formal address, the use of usted, indicates respect or formality towards the person being addressed. Me gusta desarmar cosas para comprender cómo funcionan. I like to take things apart to understand how they work. Me. This is the pronoun, me, meaning, I, in English, gusta. This is the verb, gustar, meaning, to like. In this case, it's the third person singular form, which is used with the pronoun, me. Desarmar. This is the verb, disarmar, meaning, to take apart, or, to disassemble. It's in the infinitive form here. Cosas. This is the noun, cosas. Meaning, things, in English. Para. This is the preposition, para, meaning, for, or, in order to, in English. Comprender. This is the verb, comprender, meaning, to understand, in English. It's in the infinitive form here. Como. This is the adverb, como, meaning, how, in English. Funcionan. This is the verb, funcionar, meaning, to work, in English. It's in the third person plural form, which is used, because, cosas, is plural. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb gusta is in the third person singular form because the subject is me. Infinitive verbs. The verbs disarmar and comprender are in the infinitive form, which is often used after verbs like gusta. Prepositions. The preposition para indicates the purpose of the action of taking things apart. Adverbs. The adverb como modifies the verb comprender, indicating the way in which the speaker wants to understand how things work. La mirada en el rostro de mi jefe era severa. The look on my boss's face was severe. Breakdown. La. This is the definite article, the, and is feminine singular, because it refers to mirada, which is feminine. Mirada. This is the noun, look, or gaze, and it is feminine. En. This is the preposition, on, or, in, and it is used to indicate location. El. This is the definite article, the, and is masculine singular, because it refers to rostro, which is masculine. Rostro. This is the noun, face, and it is masculine. De. This is the preposition, of, and it is used to indicate possession. Me. This is the possessive adjective, my, and it is singular, because it refers to jefe, which is singular. Jefe. This is the noun, boss, and it is masculine. Era. This is the verb, to be, in the imperfect tense, third person singular, and it means, was. Severa. This is the adjective, severe, and it is feminine singular, because it modifies mirada, which is feminine. Key concepts. Gender. Spanish nouns have gender, either masculine or feminine. This affects the articles and adjectives that modify them. Articles. Definite articles, el, la, los, and las, are used to indicate that a noun is specific. Prepositions. Prepositions like en and the indicate relationships between words in a sentence. Possessive adjectives. Possessive adjectives like my indicate possession. Verb conjugation. Verbs are conjugated in Spanish to agree with the subject in person, number, and tense. Adjectives. Adjectives agree in gender and number with the nouns they modify. Aprendemos a leer y escribir en la escuela. We learn to read and write in school. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the nosotros form of the verb aprender, which means to learn. The a before leer and escribir is the infinitive marker, indicating that we are learning to read and to write. The phrase en la escuela means in school. ¿Me dirías qué debo hacer luego? Could you tell me what I should do next? Breakdown. Me dirías. This is a polite way to ask someone to tell you something. Me is the object pronoun, me, and it's used to show that the speaker is the person being addressed. Dirías is the second person informal form of the verb, decir, to say slash tell. The rears ending shows this is a conditional tense, which implies a polite request. Que is the interrogative pronoun, what, and it's used here to ask about a thing. Debo is a form of the verb, debo, to have to slash should. In this context, it expresses a suggestion or obligation. Hacer is the infinitive verb, to do. Luego means then or next. Quería una llave de la casa de Tom, pero él no me daba una. He wanted a key to Tom's house, but he didn't give him one. Quería. This is the imperfect tense of the verb querer, which means to want. It implies a desire in the past that was ongoing or repeated. Una llave. This means a key. Una is the feminine singular definite article.
de la casa. This means, of the house. De is a preposition that means, of, or, from. La is the feminine singular definite article. De Tom. This means, of Tom. De is the preposition that means, of, or, from. Pero. This means, but, and indicates a contrast between the first and second parts of the sentence. El. This means, he. It is a masculine singular pronoun. No me daba. This means, he didn't give me. No. Means, not, daba. Is the imperfect tense of the verb, dar. Which means, to give, and, me. Means, me. Una. This means, one, and is referring back to. Una llave. Estoy seguro de que él fue a Tokio. I am sure that he went to Tokyo. The sentence uses the verb. Estar. Conjugated in the first person singular of the present indicative. Estoy. To express certainty. It means, I am, but in this context, it translates to, I am sure. Seguro is an adjective meaning, sure, and it modifies the noun phrase, that he went to Tokyo. The verb, ir, is conjugated in the third person singular of the preterite, fue, and means, he went. The preterite is the past tense used for completed actions in the past. Tokyo is the name of the city. The entire phrase, de que él fue a Tokyo, is a noun clause functioning as the object of the verb, estar. It clarifies what the speaker is sure about. Tom cría caballos árabes. Tom raises Arabian horses. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Cría is the verb, meaning, raises, or, breeds, and is in the third person singular present tense. Caballos árabes are the direct object, a plural noun meaning, Arabian horses. The word, árabes, is an adjective modifying, caballos, meaning, Arabian. Todavía no sabe la verdad. He slash she still doesn't know the truth. Breakdown. Todavía. This means, still, and indicates that the action of not knowing continues. No. This is the negation, meaning, not. Sabe. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, saber, meaning, to know. La. This is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, the. Verdad. This means, truth. Key concepts. Negation. The use of. No. To negate the verb. Present indicative. The use of the present tense to indicate a current state. Definite article. The use of. La. To specify the truth being referred to. Pensé que habías dicho que eras malo en francés. I thought you said you were bad at French. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the verb, pensar, pensar, which means, to think. The verb, pensar, pensar, is conjugated in the preterite tense, because the action of thinking occurred in the past, and is now completed. Habías dicho, habías dicho, is in the pluperfect tense, which indicates an action that happened before another action in the past. In this case, the action of saying that you were bad at French happened before the action of thinking about it. This sentence is structured with a subject, yo, yo, I, but understood, and a verb, pensé, pensé, thought, followed by a clause with a direct object, que habías dicho, que habías dicho, that you had said, and a predicate adjective, malo en francés. Malo en francés. Bad at French. Hablamos con casi todo el mundo.
We speak with almost everyone. This sentence uses the verb hablamos, which is the first-person plural present tense of the verb hablar, to speak. The con in this sentence indicates, with, and modifies the object of the verb, which is casi todo el mundo, meaning almost everyone. Todo is a quantifier indicating all. El is the definite article, and mundo means world, but is commonly used to refer to people. Solo dame un poco más de tiempo. Just give me a little more time. Breakdown. Solo. This is an adverb meaning only or just. It emphasizes that the speaker needs a small amount of time. Name. This is the imperative form of the verb dar, to give. It is in the second person singular, meaning, give me. Un poco más. This phrase means, a little more, and modifies the noun, tiempo. De. This preposition indicates possession, and translates to, of. Tiempo. This is a noun meaning, time. Key concepts. Imperative. The use of the imperative form of the verb, dar, in the phrase, name, indicates a direct command, or request. Adverbs. The adverb, solo, modifies the verb, name, by emphasizing the amount of time requested. Noun phrases. The phrase, un poco más de tiempo, forms a noun phrase that acts as the object of the verb, name. Nos acordamos. We remember. The sentence, nos acordamos, is in the present tense of the verb, acordarse, which means, to remember. The pronoun, nos, is the first person plural pronoun, which means, we. So the sentence translates to, we remember. Key concept. The use of the reflexive pronoun, nos, is important in this sentence, because it indicates that the subject of the verb is performing the action of remembering on themselves. This is a common way to express the concept of remembering in Spanish. Nunca estaremos de acuerdo. We will never agree. The sentence uses the future tense of the verb estar, to be, in the negative form, nunca, never, de acuerdo, translates to, in agreement. The phrase emphasizes that there is no possibility of the two parties coming to a common understanding. Tom no ha dicho nada en todo el día. Tom has not said anything all day. No means not, and is used in the negative form of the verb haber, to have. A is the third person singular form of the present perfect tense of haber. Dicho is the past participle of the verb decir, to say. Nada means nothing. En means in. Todo means all or the whole. El is the definite article for masculine singular nouns. Día means day. This sentence uses the present perfect tense to indicate an action that started in the past and continues to the present.